Hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Maliski. How are you?
Fine, fine.
Doing
What about you?
well. We're entering fall, so it's not as warm, and it's gorgeous weather. It's hard to be inside.
I see, I see. Yeah, it's here in Malaga. It's still high. Not so hot, but humidity is is something what better to see it in less level.
Yeah, I heard was it on the news? It's like, a lot of Europe is very, very hot still.
Yeah, it's honestly it's curious because I guess on weekend I saw the weather forecast news, and it was noted that in Lviv, right, so it's almost somewhere center of the Europe, temperature was quite low. It's 4 degrees above Celsius. It's extremely low as for me, taking into account it's still August.
That is pretty low. I think you'd need to wear like a sweater or something for
Yeah, exactly.
that.
And a flask to keep you warm, right?
Maybe two. I mean,
That's
all right.
Yeah, weather is always quite interesting topic, yeah, because honestly, yeah, we cannot control it, and it's always quite different and it's really, really funny to see different changes in our like a year or 2 year weather. It was yeah really exciting. Okay, so I guess maybe we should wait for guys from Index Data. I don't know. Charlotte, Mike, and Jakob, right? So let's wait.
Let's just give it one more minute.
Yeah.
By the way, Alexei, did they accept your meeting invite or? Oh, okay, yeah. So let's see. Yeah. Okay, that's good.
Jakob is here. Hey, Jakob.
Hi guys, hello, let's see.
Hello.
Hi, Jakob.
Hello.
Jakob, should we wait for Mike and for Charlotte?
I don't think Charlotte's gonna join because she's off on vacation
I
this
see.
week.
Okay.
I can ask him. Do you want me to ping him?
Yeah, please. Okay, while Mike is joining, maybe I can start sharing my screen. Yeah, so on my side today, I want to give you some grasp related to CSPs for Rams and Sunflower. Okay. Fine. Hope you can see my screen right now.
Yep, we see it.
Okay, so let's probably start with Ramsons, right? So yeah, so yesterday I posted a message about CSP number 6 for Ramsons. So here is wiki pages for both versions, right? So for a copy and for Erika version. So for a copy, I guess we included around 11 tickets. Yeah, so for Erika 25. So it's huge work that has been done, yeah, so by the all teams, and take into account our current testing that we're going to start for Sunflower CSP number one. I decided to like extend our CSP period for Ramsons from 4 weeks to 6 weeks, right? So just to make sure that we'll not have any like huge overlap between two CSPs, to make sure that we can and our teams can be first finish work related to Sunflower CSP one and then back to Ramsan CSP seven. Right now we do not have much work in the CSP seven, so it's only 4 tickets. Yeah, so that's why yeah, it's still like gate is opened, right? So for Ramsan CSP seven, and dates that I proposed is module release deadline end of September, September 30, and GA date is October 6. So yeah, feel free to like share your like support or rejection for these days. But yeah, I was thinking how to align different tracks to make sure that we can avoid situation when we need to play with a few activities in parallel. It's quite destructive for the teams. I know that. Okay, if no objections in this case, let's keep it for now as I posted, right? So module release deadline is end of September, September 30, and GA date for some for ROMs and CSP 7. Yeah, please go ahead. Okay, and GA date is October 6. Okay, so regarding Sunflower CSP number one, let me also shed light on it. So end of this week is module release deadline. Work is almost done, right? So you can see here just a small bunch of tickets, yeah, so which is in open state, and it looks like that some of this work will be carried over into CSP two. Right, so we just included most critical one in CSP one, and like some remaining work probably can be moved into CSP two for Sunflower. Yeah, but at the same time, so we prepared huge scope for it. So plenty of changes. It's almost 30% of changes were done from Erika team, right? So we gathered some feedback from our CSOPs, right? So from hosting providers, were able to fix some recommendations and other stuff. So that's why you can see here huge, huge involvement. So of Erika team. But yeah, so regarding Erika, so what I heard, it looks like, yeah, so here you can see 3 block tickets. But what I heard from team today is that it almost done. It was blocked due to some implementation issues, so we just need to finish verification, and these tickets is like an umbrellas, right? So once testing be done, it will be closed as well. Yeah, so Vega work probably it will be carry over to CSP2, but we'll see. Yeah, right now our goal is to conduct so 2 weeks of testing from different angles, right? So take into account a huge bunch of changes to the platform. We're gonna to start manual regression testing for some areas which are not covered by automated tests, automatic regression testing, performance testing, and also FSC team plan to conduct testing from their side. So we anticipate to have quite extensive testing during first 2 weeks of September. Yeah, so up to September, I guess 12, right? So and then it will be 1 week buffer, right? So for possible fixes findings for some any unexpected duties. So and then so our goal is to announce GA for Sunflower at September 22nd. So it's just our plan for now. If you have any additional recommendations, suggestions, please go ahead.
Steve, were you going to say something? I saw your icon flash.
Sorry about that. I didn't mean to hit myself on mute. I'm going to put myself back on mute. No, I did not mean to say anything.
All right. So, totally, that's it from my side. Related to our CSPs. So also want to give some hands up related to Spring Boot upgrade. So we did investigation. So Slava under my deep dive into some process and actions that need to be taken into account for Spring Boot upgrade. So because we've got strong push from TC to adopt Spring Boot 4 and Spring version 7.0. So we've got some kind of plans. So and from team to team, it should take from one sprint to two sprints, right? So a hugest effort, I guess, will be from Volaris team. For it will be some part of Trillium. Or just not Trillium, but adoption of Spring Boot stuff. It's for the next release. And so it probably, so we'll take some time to adopt it, right? So we expect publicly available version of Spring Boot available somewhere in November. So we're gonna to make some kind of preparation actions. But once officially released version be announced, we will also need to bump up and bump up our third-party components version. But after the migration to release candidate, adoption of release candidate, I guess it should not be a huge problem. But anyway, just adoption should take up to two sprints. We need to take into account within next release. Share this with TC so they aware. I guess looks like we need to move forward with it. Yep, that's it from my side for today. Mark, Harry, I'd like to
Sure. Yeah.
please.
Thanks, Alexei. Well, I guess I may have some good news about Trillium release. We've been looking at our release cycles and how long it typically takes to do an upgrade. We also looked at our current priorities and we would like to delay the Trillium release until spring. And specific timing, will need to be confirmed. And this decision is primarily based on several factors. One is, well, the time that it takes to upgrade customers to a Flower release. As it stands right now, we just completed the Remsen's upgrades. Sunflower upgrades will most likely take longer because we will be extending the dry run period for people to test their upgrades before they switch to Sunflower on Eureka. We also would like to renew our focus on stability, reliability, performance, and other types of customization. I mean, also, of course, having to work on multiple releases makes it a bit more difficult for people to balance their priority. So the focus is really, for us to be able to balance feature delivery with operational quality. That's why a lot of improvements that went into Sunflower address the operational aspects and things like ease of deployment, upgrades, troubleshooting, and overall maintenance. And then finally, this decision reflects the high cost of running bug fests. So if we defer Trillium, Then we can concentrate on stabilizing current environments. We will be able to reduce the number of CSPs that are coming out. And all of that will ensure that when Trillium is released, it meets the highest standards. So, I think we will need to share a more detailed timeline once we reconcile different items within the program, different tracks within the program. So that's what we would like to do, delay the Trillium release. Was I muted the whole time, or am I
Nope,
still muted?
no,
I'm
I'm hearing
here.
you, Mark. Yeah,
Oh,
thank you, Mark.
okay.
You also audible.
Just waiting for you to finish talking before I cheer. I think this is a great idea.
All right.
For all the reasons you said.
So, we would like to be, pragmatic about all of this, and we do not want to, rush, another release, and instead, we'd like to focus on the existing releases, make them more stable, more performant, reduce footprint where possible, and so on.
So what does that mean for support for Ramsons through that period? Does that mean that they will con Ramsons will continue to receive CSPs through the date which Trillium would be released?
Yes, I think so. Yes. And critical service patches.
Yes.
So, all the security issues would definitely be addressed. And one thing that we're finding is that the longer we have release in production, the fewer there are functional issues that need to be addressed. But if there are critical, really P1 type of issues, they would also be addressed. All right. Well, I guess if there are no questions, then Alexei, unless you have other things on your agenda, then maybe we can get a few minutes back to our schedule.
Sure, yeah, that would be great. Yeah, so maybe Mark, it's question to Jakob. Yeah, so Jakob, how this delay will be aligned with your go live for NLS? Is it okay?
I think so, but I don't know the details, Alexei, because that's Charlotte is dealing with that account. Maybe Mike knows a little bit, but since they're not here, I don't know the details and agreements, but I would guess it should be fine.
Okay, cool. Awesome. All right. In this case, it looks like we are done. In this, I will post a white message about delaying of Trillium release, right? So into all appropriate channels. Or we need to have some kind of pause until discussion, Jakub, with Mike and Charlotte, yeah, because I don't know the implication of this change to NLS, so maybe you need to discuss it internally.
I'll mention to them, yeah.
Okay, so I'll be waiting for a heads up from your side, okay?
Yes, we'll do.
All right, in this case, I guess we've done for today, so thank you, everyone. Yeah, see you later. Bye bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Have a good one. Bye.